This is CliffCentral.com.
Cliff Central, welcome to yet another exciting edition of WC. And as always, I'm not hanging out by myself. I'm hanging out with my boy Junior. Yeah. And he's still on his happy hour tip. How you doing, yeah. Junior?
Ah, you know, man. Happy hour every hour.
You well? Day, you well?
Man.
You
yeah,
well?
Man.
I feel like sometimes you lie to me. You claim you're well, but you're not okay.
Are
you
I'm
okay?
Good, man.
Are you okay?
I'm over the moon, man.
Okay, so what did you do in the past week?
Past week?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, man, just chilling. Making some music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anyone you worked with that you want to talk to us about?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what music were you making?
No, just my stuff. Just, yeah, making music for me.
Do you practice? Do you spend time practicing?
Depends. Sometimes. Okay. It depends on my mood, like if I want to practice.
Okay, so what happens? Like, how do you practice? Do you listen to someone else?
Yes.
How does
I do.
It work? So who do you listen to? Who do you prefer listening to?
The list is endless, man.
Uh-huh.
At the moment now, I'm listening to a guy called Ty Brown.
Okay.
He's a producer, so he just does remixes of Rihanna's songs. A lot of circular music that you hear today. Like your Sorry by Justin Bieber. So, like, I look up to him and... I try, you know, just
so
to Ty listen
Brown.
To him.
So Ty Brown works for you?
Yeah, Ty Brown, yeah.
Now, all right.
Yeah, I like him, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Junior.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're looking forward to hanging out with you today, as usual.
Yeah.
Look, the show is going to be amazing. We've got some great guests lined up. At the beginning of the show, I gave you a song from one of our favorites here on WOC. Zusu came in here and annihilated the studio. I gave you a song called Psych. There's more action lined up on the show. Our first guest is only going to join us at 2:30. But until then, some more great music.
WOC, it's O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central every Friday at 2 p.m.
O'Neill Africa and it's O'Neill Africa. O'Neill Africa and it's O'Neill Africa. O'Neill Africa and it's O'Neill Africa. Africa on Cliff Central, baby. Cliff Central, live with the music. Popping in the jungle and we acting mad stupid. Games begin when it's from 2 to 4. There's mad music in the place, the baddest talent galore. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned. It's true, true. O'Neill Africa and it's O'Neill Africa. O'Neill Africa and it's O'Neill Africa. O'Neill Africa and it's O'Neill Africa. O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central, babe.
Inner City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
Blowing my money, blowing my money. Kebabone my bane, kebabone my bane. Blowing my money.
The sounds of Sky. Do you remember us hanging out with Sky here?
Yeah.
He came and killed a freestyle.
He was
slightly late, but he wouldn't shut up. I remember, man, when he got here, he was just going at the microphone, man.
Dog.
He went in for like 5 minutes. It's actually one of the videos that's available on, just look for the OOC podcast on the website. That's www.cliffcentral.com, and you'll be able to check out all the action that has happened on the show before.
You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central. Ooh. No other place to be.
No other place to be.
O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Ooh. O to the O to the C.
You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central. No other place to be.
You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yangibis, sengiswile, iyajabula, iyathokoza. Enhliziyo yam, sekuvume konke okwenziwe wuwe. Bani lo, bizi igama lami. Bani lo, bizi igama lami. Ngiyavuma, ngiyasabela, ngiyavuma. Uguza phezulu, sabela uyabizwa. Kudala ngizula, ngifuna ufana nawe. Kudala ngizula, ngifuna ufana nawe. Sabela uyabizwa. Kudala ngizula, ngifuna ufana nawe. Sabela uyabizwa. Unomusa nothando, wena isiphe sihle. Sabela uyabizwa. Kudala ngizula, ngifuna ufana nawe. Sabela uyabizwa. Unomusa nothando, wena isiphe sihle. Sabela uyabizwa. Kudala ngizula, ngifuna ufana nawe. Sabela uyabizwa. Unomusa nothando, wena isiphe sihle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the studio, Zodwa. Mesmerizing us with that a cappella. Rather, not even a cappella, just an acoustic version of the same song we've been listening to. I played you a single from her called Vuma, and we just did an impromptu acoustic version over there with Junior. Thank you very much once again, Junior. And welcome to the studio, Zoda.
Hello, thank you.
It's not
you.
Your first time here, right?
It is. It's my
is
first
time. Is it your first time here? I don't know why I thought you'd been here before. But welcome to the show. And you have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Now, is this from an album or where is it from?
It's actually a single.
Okay.
It's my first single.
Your first single?
Yes, my first single.
So you don't have any other projects that you've done before this?
I do, but I was actually working with other people.
Okay.
Yes. My first project that I worked on was Taller, that I did with Dr. Duda from Mikasa. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm back on my own.
Okay.
Yes.
So how was it working with everybody else?
It was okay. I took everything as a learning curve. It made me understand teamwork. Yeah. And we learn from each other. And then, yeah.
So take me through your journey of music. For you to find yourself working with those artists, possibly even performing on stage, what is your beginning for the music?
My beginning was, I actually realized that I could sing. I was still at a very tender age of 8. I was still in primary school, really. Mm. So, you know, each and every child is expected to do an extra mural activity. Yes. So, yeah, and then I had to join the school choir, and then I discovered that I could actually sing. And fortunate enough, my musical career professionally started then, at that very age of 8.
Okay.
Yes, but I was doing gospel back then.
Nice. Yes. She's going to do something for us just now.
I was doing gospel at with the church choir.
Okay.
And then from there, I guess I'd say it was me being in the right place at the right time when I hooked up with Dr. Duda. And then we decided to join forces since I'm also a writer of music. So, so he's mainly on the keys, he produces. So we decided that we'd go at it together. And then up until we had to split ways. He decided that he'd be part of the boy band, and I had to finish school, you know, because I was still in school. Yes.
Your family, were they supportive of your singing?
They were. They've always been. They still are, because I'm from a family that is actually musically orientated. So they support my musical career. Yes.
Did you study music?
Nope, I didn't. It's just a gift, I guess.
Nice. It does sound like it's quite a gift. Now, you obviously went to school. After school, you got back into it. You are working on, you did your first single, Zoda, Vuma, the one we just heard now.
Yes.
Tell us about the people who helped you put it together, and who are you working with at the moment?
Okay, the people that actually made that Vuma to come alive, I worked with DJ Mix from Kalawa. It was Thousand Sounds. It was just me, Mix, and Thousand Sounds.
Are you signed to any label in particular?
Yes, I'm signed with Helen Productions.
Okay.
Yes, and then at the moment, there's also another EP called Nfige, which I've actually worked on with Mbumi Somandla, DJ Mix again, and KS Drums for Angola.
All right, nice one. Look, as you may be aware by now, we do a lot of live performing here. And you're not going to mention gospel and and not do anything for us, Junior, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so there are two ways this can happen. You can either sing and then Junior follows you.
Okay.
Or he can play something and then you just lay your vocals over it.
Okay,
you can go ahead and start.
Yeah, you sing and then he follows.
Okay.
If you just joined us, we are hanging out in the studio with Zodwa, and she's about to perform for us live. Gina is also here. More guests lined up on the show. This is OOC. Yeah. And remember, leave us your comment on my Twitter handle is Onil Africa. I'll be reading out your messages throughout the show. So let's go, Junior. Are you ready?
Definitely. I'm ready, man.
Okay, cool.
Is she ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. Let's go. So she's about to do something for us, gospel.
Okay. Lord God Almighty, thank you for giving me all that you've given me. Lord God Almighty, I just wanna thank you for giving me all that you have given me. Each day I look at me and I feel I don't deserve everything you've done for me. So I thank you for loving me so, Lord. Thank you for loving me and giving me all that you've given me, oh Lord. I will give you praise every day and every hour. For you weren't amazing. For you weren't amazing and amazing God.
Such control. Listen, this is amazing stuff you do.
Thank you.
And you say you're not trained?
No, I'm not.
It's just a gift.
It's a gift.
Would you ever release a gospel album?
I think I would. You know, at some point I think I'll grow old. I'll probably get tired of doing this fusion music that I'm doing, this Afropop and house type of music, and then go for a more laid-back type of music, yeah.
Speaking of which, one of the artists you performed, or rather you collaborated with, you mentioned Mbumi.
Yes.
Okay, we've got a song that you worked on. What is it called?
Ngifike.
Ngifike. So that's the song we're taking now. Stand by, don't move. Beautiful song. This is Mpumi, and it features Zoda, whom we are hanging out with in the studio as I speak. Very lovely song. Did you help write it as well?
Yes, I did.
So you said you write as well. Let's talk about that. What is writing? Where does it come for you?
I don't know. I guess it's a package of the gift that I have.
Yeah.
Because I, hence I said that I did not go to college to do music in any way, but I also discovered that I could write as well, because everything that I've ever done, really, it's actually my own creation. Everything that I sing is my own creation. I compose all the songs that I sing.
Where is the inspiration from, like, for you to write? When you write, where does it come from?
It depends in a situation, maybe the type of situation that I'm in. Mm. Or maybe I just look at the surroundings, and then sometimes I just write mainly based on something that just comes in mind.
Okay.
And then I just dwell on it, and then I write something.
Which part of South Africa are you from?
I'm from Mpumalanga, Gwandebele, in Siyabuswa.
All right. Yes. You come from a big family?
No, we're a very small family, actually. Okay. We're a family of six.
Were you guys competitive growing up?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really, because since I said that I'm from a very musical oriented person. Okay, my mom could sing, really. My sister's a poet, and others they draw, they do. So we just gifted in our own different way.
So it's a very artistic family.
Yes.
All right. So your family, in terms of your parents, are they both still around?
No, my mom is the one that is still around. My dad passed on way back in 95.
Okay, close to your surviving parent?
Very close.
Okay, how often do you see him?
I stay with my parents, actually.
Oh, you stay
I'm
with them?
I'm still staying at home, yes. No, back in MP.
So you basically commute between Mpumalanga and here?
Yes.
Then how do you work out events? Don't you have a lot of performances happening around here?
I do, but then, you know, sometimes there are dry seasons. So okay. On those dry seasons, I choose to be home. There's no place like home, eh?
Of course. Tell me about your performances then. What do you enjoy mostly about performing?
I just enjoy the crowds, the way they appreciate you. You know, it's actually nice actually seeing people appreciating what you do out there. It's very comforting.
And then in terms of music, is there any other genre that you listen to? Anybody in particular from South Africa that you listen to? Or rather just the continent?
I listen to soul music. I love your Tandiswas. I love your India Iris. Yeah, so I listen to that type of music as well.
Is there one artist that you wish to work with?
Yes, there's plenty actually. I'd love to work with Sis Tandiswa. I really love her. I'd love to work with Rafkam someday. Yeah, so there's a lot of artists that I'd love to work with, really.
Okay. Now for your project, are you going to be pursuing those people to try and see if you can get them on your album?
Definitely.
Or should I ask your management over there?
Yeah, you can.
Chief, are the plans in place?
You all know Zodo, right? I believe you like her voice, right?
Yes, we do.
I don't know. Anyway, we're busy with we just did a new single, right? It was her first single, Alone. She did a couple of projects before with a few other artists, but Vuma was Alone, the first single Alone.
Okay.
We're busy actually with another one, but she has worked with Mono T and Steve Group. It's a beautiful song we just did yesterday.
Okay.
I believe it will blow away. It's a beautiful song. I'm still singing along while I'm here.
Nice.
So
nice.
There will be another two that we have to choose which one we have to release or we'll be releasing for a second single. But we're just gonna be in studio recording and we're gonna take it from there. But the plan for Zodo is basically to have an album as soon as possible, and once we have one of the singles that will really definitely pick up, which will be, I don't know which one,
okay,
then we're going to release the album. That's the plan for the beautiful singer Zodo.
All right, so we heard from her management. So you see, I helped you. I made him commit live on radio. Now, looking at the landscape of the music business, particularly here in South Africa, what is it that you like about the music business, and what is it that you can't stand about the game? Be honest. I know that smile. It means I'm not about to be honest. Go ahead and
no,
be honest.
No, I am going to be honest. What I really don't like about the business, I'd say, is that a whole lot of people who have a lot of knowledge about the business actually withhold it from other people. You know, they tend to make promises that they won't keep. They actually like taking other people for rides, actually, you know, abusing other people. You find that very talented people's talents get misused, and then they do not get what is actually due to them for the work that they do. They tend to forget that as much as this is business, this is work for other people. We need to put food on the table, so they shouldn't be doing what they do. But what I like about this industry, again, is that it actually puts you out there to do what you love. And you know, we come from different backgrounds. You find that maybe you do not have the support and love at home. So just having to be out there and seeing a whole lot of people appreciating you out there, and you having to change other people's lives through your talent, that's actually, it's wonderful. That's what I love about the music industry, per se.
Nice one. We're still chilling with Zodwa. When we come back, we'll probably do one more performance. Just one more performance. Don't go anywhere.
You're boarding a plane in 2 hours, and you're looking forward to Sin City. Your girlfriend, however, has her heart set on Rome. You love her dearly, and let's be honest, she totally wears the pants. So you load up Rome Season 2 on your laptop in the Departures Lounge. But by the time you get to Cape Town, you're demanding she plays The Good Wife. Because with Showmax for 99 Rand a month, you get to watch the best series and movies online anytime. So get to showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
Wabona no points, give me my gang gang, and you know nuggets where my changura. Usebe wangta fola wampoza labo, you know who, or you know what, huh? I don't care about that, I got brothers, baby, who know you, and you know not, huh? You're not aware about that, what you know about me, bruh? Me, toro mo hagari kipa, kipa, bora foro bo bagari tipa, tipa. Mami not 100, but she out here in front of eros for magari tipa, tipa. Barbone, 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 mami lodi, mami lodi, mami lodi, bari din taka, bari din taka. Put the pedal to the floor and let's go. And this song got your girl hanging out the window. Oh, and don't be telling me things I really don't like. Don't have time for beef, 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 fight. My girlfriend's life, baby, don't fight, baby. What born at when I get high? We haven't been out, been a long time, been a long time. My love, Barvairo Jairo.
Another talented artist we've had on the show, and they this time around hanging out with Black Laz and BK. The song is called Not Leaving. All right, so we wrap up our discussion with Zodwa, and she's about to perform for us one of her old songs that she did. You did it with Dr. Duda.
Yes.
Okay. So how are you going to do this? Is Gina going to play or you're going to sing and then he follows?
Let her sing and then
okay, cool. I'll follow. So you settled then. It's, look, you have to settle it between yourselves as the artist. I'm just a fan.
Yeah. If he's cool with following my lead, and then okay, that's fine. Okay.
So let's try it.
Oh, I wanna go up to the moon. I wanna go up to the moon. Spread my wings wide to go for my dreams and fly high like an eagle. Oh, I wanna go up to the moon. I wanna go up to the moon. I wanna fly high like an eagle. Fly high like an eagle. Spread my wings wide to go for my dreams. Fly high like an eagle. I'm flying high, flying high, flying high. I'm flying high, I'm flying high, I'm flying high, flying.
Keep you and make you sing all day. No, but I don't think your manager would approve, so I'm gonna let you go. Listen, it's been great hanging out with you. What are you up to this weekend?
I'm in studio this weekend. Okay. I'm busy with the new projects that we spoke of. I'm working on a new EP. Probably it'll drop maybe in 2 to 3 days time, hopefully, if everything goes well, everything goes as planned. So yeah, basically I'm in studio.
Videos, are you working on any?
Yes, I am. There will be a Vuma video soon, and then but if people want to know what I'm doing and then where I'm at, they could just follow me.
Okay.
Yes, at Twitter at Zodwa_Vuma. On Instagram is Zodwa_Vuma, and on Facebook is Zodwa Masemola. And for bookings, it's bookings.helenproductions@gmail.com.
All right, thank you very much for hanging out with us. Good luck with everything, and please come back and share your new project with us.
Thank you for having me. I sure will.
All right, cool stuff.
This is CliffCentral.com.